distinguished members of the United Nations Human Rights Council, observer states, the Troika, ladies and gentlemen. It is with great pleasure and profound gratitude that the government of the Republic of Palau has successfully completed its Universal Periodic Review's third cycle report and presented it to this august body today. Madam Vice President, I take this opportunity and thank all the member states who have made interventions and posed questions, recommendations during our third UPR cycle. Palau duly notes all the recommendations made and requests that the Human Rights Council and member states give us some time to consult with relevant stakeholders and provide a response to all the recommendations. I would nonetheless wish to respond to the comments made by China on child labor and the reduction of poverty. On child labor, I wish to bring the attention of the UNHRC to the National Report, paragraph 5, section 9. It states the MCCA, comma, in partnership with UNICEF, comma, is currently conducting a comprehensive assessment on child protection to advance plans for an improved system of child protection. The study will build on and complement past work, including, but not limited to, the Child Protection Baseline Assessment 2012 to 2013, the review of implementation of the Family Protection Act 2017, the outputs of the Child Protection System Orientation and Planning Workshop, November 2018, and the recommendations of the Child Protection Online Baseline Research and Assessment done in 2019 and 2020. I wish to also inform this august body that the Ministry of Health and Human Services has employed a child protection coordinator with the responsibility to implement the recommendations that came out of the Child Protection Online Baseline Research and Assessment. On the reduction of poverty, I wish to draw the attention of the UNHRC to our previous report in the second cycle, where we stated that Palau awards its children protection rights to be safeguarded against abuse, neglect, exploitation, drugs, and pornography, and to be given special consideration by the justice system in the workplace and in times of war. Children with special needs have the right to receive special care. For example, the disabled ethnic minorities, children without families, children who are adopted are also considered, and as well as children living in poverty. As mandated by Article 4, Section 11 of the Constitution, the government shall protect children from exploitation. I also wish to just make a few comments before I move on. I acknowledge that we have those core human rights treaties that have yet to be ratified. It is the plan of this working group here in Palau that we're going to be working to educate, to do outreach, and it's in the report that we presented to the Palau National Congress to be able to ratify those. At the end of the day, it takes political will to be able to pass those instruments. And that is the plan going forward from our meeting today. And Madam President, as you are aware, we did, Palau did receive advanced questions from some member states that were sent out in three separate batches. We hope that our national report was able to respond and address some of those concerns raised. And we will be presenting our responses shortly to the recommendations and the concerns that were raised during this review by the various countries. And so we thank especially Denmark for its support as we have stated in our report, we do lack funding and to be able to implement some of the programs that is required, most especially the human rights institution. I wish to it did affect our economic situation here. Almost 50% of the private sector in our tourism industry was affected negatively. So with the loss of revenue coming in from our tourism industry, the government is facing a shortfall in its budget. And so for that reason, we are still looking for opportunities for help from our international, from the international community, especially donors and partners, to provide us the much needed assistance and support as we continue our efforts toward the ratification of the core human rights treaties that Palau has yet to ratify, and to help us with the establishment of our national human rights institution to better address human rights situations in our country. Finally, Madam President, Palau looks forward to coming here, hopefully in person, in the next 4.5 years to report and to share our stories on the tangible progress that we hope to make based on the recommendations, concerns, and the questions that have been posed by this August body. And finally, the ratification of at least some of the core human rights treaties that remain unratified at this time. Madam President, we wish to thank you. In Palawan, Masulang, merci beaucoup, Ula Binaka, and thank you very much for your valued attention and consideration for our report, third cycle report of the Republic of Palau. Thank you.